I think we've started recording, haven't we? There we go. Welcome to the next. Welcome to the Tin Biscuit Podcast. Today we've got a new guest, and that is. If you want to introduce.
It's me. I'm the Ginger Beast.
The Ginger Beast. You see, ginger beards are really cool. Everyone likes a good ginger beard, don't they?
Apparently so. A lot of people like it and compare me to a Viking, so it must work.
Well, you've right, so I've got the shaved head and that for the Viking style, haven't you?
Got the top, not the back, or like it's quite long. That it comes down to about here when it's out.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That's well cool. So I've got you on the podcast today because you've got a beard and you obviously you review beard products. So yeah. We'll talk a bit about beard care. Just before we do that, just to mention today's podcast is sponsored by Room Silk and Tenga. Room Silk have a wide range of awesome beard products. They did send me a few slight sort of samples. I'm really into it. The thing with Room Silk is, after you've put it on, it doesn't make your hands greasy. It's dry, which like some of them I've tried makes it like a bit greasy. But you can find them at roomsilk.com and also tenga.co.uk, a sex toy company. So if you want a posh wank, it's quite cheap. They're about £23, £24, going upwards. Both of these I'll put in the description, but if you go to checkout and type in Tin Biscuit, the code Tin Biscuit, capital T, capital B, you get 15% off your first purchase. So you'll have a nice looking beard and a posh wank. 15% off. So there you go. But as I say, I will put all the descriptions of that in the I will put everything in the description, should I say. It's first thing in the morning. So let's talk beards and beard care. What made you grow a beard?
To be fair, I hated shaving. Like, I was clean. I'm 21 now, so I was clean shaven until I was about 18. And I did drama in sixth form, and so I would like occasionally grow a beard to match my role, or I'd shave it off, no problem. And then I stopped going to sixth form, and I thought I'm just going to keep my beard, grow it out, see what I can do with it.
How long have you had your beard now for to might get that length?
Probably about two and a bit years. I've shaved it down. I've trimmed it down quite a long way, lots of times at the barbers and stuff. I think this is probably one of the longest I've had it, but I want to get like probably down here is where I want to get.
I mean, I first started to grow mine for a year. Well, a year, but obviously the call sort of a year. And then it got to about here. But the thing with mine is, because I've got curly hair, it doesn't grow down straight. So if I show you that sort of the actual length compared to when it just comes back up.
Yeah. Well, that's what, like, the small. So mine's quite curly, and I end up blow drying it inwards. Like, but when I use a straightener, it comes down like that inch further almost. It's amazing how much a straightener makes a difference. So I'd recommend getting a straightener. Have a look at that.
I have got a pair of pink Babylon treble straighteners, and like I do sometimes straighten it, but it just goes out like that, and it makes
If you get a straightener comb, you can like bend it round so you can comb it sort of inwards to keep the like fullness. It works.
All right, does it? A straightener comb. Doesn't it burn your face or anything when you touch your cheek?
No, it's specially designed, so it's got like, I don't know, like probably a centimetre or two, so you can put it against your cheek, but it catches the hairs and straightens them. It's quite clever. It works on your hair as well, but like mine's a bit long to do that. So,
I'm gonna have to look into like sort of maybe getting one of them. What do they sort of start the price at? Sort of price there.
Well, I think you can get like a cheap one at probably about a tenner. Probably. I mean, it would work the same. Just it might end up burning your skin, but I got one off.
It might end up burning your skin, brilliant.
It won't be too bad. It's not like uncomfortable burn if you do burn it. Like I've caught my ear on the straightener upstairs, and it doesn't hurt. It's just like, oh, maybe I carry on a bit further down. But yeah, I think the one I got was like £30, and then there's ones which are quite pricey, upwards of like £100. But I wouldn't go for those ones personally.
You were also mentioned, and you're the second person, because Danny from roomsilkandtenga.co.uk mentioned blow drying, and I've only done it a few times. Do like you normally blow dry yours after every? Because when I get out of the shower, I did read somewhere that you shouldn't brush your beard when it's wet because it becomes like sort of Alaska. I can't even say the word. It like becomes like an elastic band, and it can bring it, and it can like put stress on it and snap in it, and like give you like split ends and like that. So. You're not the first one to say about blow-dried.
No, I use, instead of using a comb, when I come out of the shower, I use a boar brush. So, like, it stops that effect, apparently. I mean, I'm quite new to this beard stuff myself, so I'm still looking into everything and how it all works.
Boar hair is meant to be the boy. I've got quite a lot of beard brushes or like hair brushes, and the best one I've had so far is something called a wet brush, which has got natural bristle hair and plastic. But I have got a full boar hair brush, and I did get a tangle tease, but
yeah,
I don't know about tangle tease. I'm still trying to get used to it. So
yeah, but I feel like the boar brush is the tits. Like it just keeps all your strays in place and stuff.
It does, but, and it. Sorry, go on.
It lifts, so I feel like it lifts out some of the water, the excess water that you've washed in, and then you can blow dry your beard, and then you get rid of that water on your skin, which if you keep it on there, you end up dry, and then whack your oil in.
So like, do you like you use balm or anything like that, or soaps, or like sort of?
So I for a long time would just use, literally like every morning would just use a shampoo, wouldn't put any oil in or anything. I'd just put a shampoo in, and so like until recently I didn't realize how much that's stripping my beard down of like the quality oils that you like naturally bring, but yeah, so I was doing that. It still looked okay, but it was just like really wavy, like to one side, and I couldn't get the wave out. Then lockdown started, and I saved a load of money by not going to the pub, pretty much.
Until tomorrow.
Well, hopefully I won't go tomorrow. I feel like it's going to be full of absolute knobheads tomorrow, because it's just everyone who's going to be ready to get in a fight, I think.
I don't know. I don't think it's going to be that busy tomorrow.
No?
Then again, I could be wrong. So I probably will be wrong, so I'm going to put it out there now. I probably am going to be wrong, but I've got... I mean, like, where I'm from, Cleethorpes Way, is Grimsby and Cleethorpes, is a few places aren't even opening. They're still going to give it a couple more weeks, I think. And I don't know if that's, like, where you are.
As far as I know, everything is opening either Saturday or Monday. So I think Monday makes more sense. I did think it was stupid when they said about opening it on a Saturday. Why would you do that? Like, surely ease it up to the weekend instead of starting on a weekend where everyone's off.
Like. Everyone's open. Like, everyone's off. So just come and get rat ass.
Exactly. So everyone's got the Sunday off. Let's get pissed. What's the point?
Yeah. Beginning of the month, everyone's got paid. Everyone's going to... I wonder how many pregnancies and fights.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I think is going to happen. There's a lot of fights, and it's not my scene, but I can't bother to get involved in all that jazz. So.
No, it's all bullshit. Like the end of the day. So back to beards, because that's why we're both here. what's the allure, do you think, that sort of beards have become really common in the last maybe 5 years? Because like I haven't been clean shaven now for maybe five to six years, but since then it's become really popular with beards. It's like sort of going up, then it went down a bit, didn't it? Then it's gone back up again. What do you think's caused that?
I have no idea. But I noticed it when I was watching football, like when I was about 16. Like I could grow like a decent goatee when I was 16, but like never had the need to because I was still at school, like still shaving. What's the point? But yeah, I was watching football, and all these footballers are starting to grow like decent sized beards. And I think, funnily enough, a lot of fashion comes from the way footballers dress and show themselves, I think. Because so many people have beards in football and sport in general now, it's just, yeah, people see it as normal and they're like, I'm going to grow a beard as well.
Beards and music, yeah. It's I've been told it's very hipstery to grow a beard, and I'm like, well...
Yeah. Well, and that's another thing. I listen to metal, repping the Five Finger Death Punch t-shirt.
Yeah, I've got my Iron Maiden Power Slave t-shirt on.
I see it.
So, best album, or maybe Peace of Mind. But anyway,
I won't get into a conversation about that yet.
Oh, why? Why? No, you've got to say it now. What's your favourite Iron Maiden album?
I think Number of the Beast is just
Number
the
of
best.
The Beast. You see, the thing with Number of the Beast is they've not got Nico McBrain on like the drums. They like had the old drummer. So yeah. And like then that's I think the albums after that they had Nico McBrain. I mean, he's still a good drummer. Clive Burke. I don't think it's Burke. I don't think no one's got a second name Burke, but it's either Clive Burke or Burke or something like that. Yeah. So I prefer Nico McBrain to him, and I prefer Bruce Dickinson to Paul Di'Anno. So that sort of, but everyone's personal choice, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I think it's just quality that Iron Maiden are still going on, like a lot of musicians and stuff. But yeah, I think me watching metal anyway, a lot of metalheads have beards, don't they? And so it's just something I'm like, oh, I'll grow a beard, I'll look like a metalhead. I don't know, maybe that's something people do as well.
I like sort of tell you what I was surprised at, that I do like Cast, and I like search for Cast, and I think their guitarist from Cast have got a massive beard. It's like down here.
Yeah.
But like sort of go after this, everyone go check out Cast Live. And like sort of like their guitarist beard is down here, but he's got two massive long braided bits that come down here. So he's got his first beard, then he's got his two massive braided bits. And I'm like, how the fuck did he get that? And I'm thinking he must have like got it to a length, plaited them, then shaved it all back up and then let it grow again.
Yeah. I don't know how that works. I know that Five Finger Death Punch, I think it's the bassist, Chris Cale, has like dreadlocked beards. Like,
has he?
He's bald on the top, but like massive dreadlocks that come down to here, and he like swings them around with his head banging, which is really funny to watch. I don't know.
I don't know if I would like my beard to be dreadlocked, purely because I don't think you can take it out, can you? Once it's been dreadlocked, is it like that? It.
Well, yes, just cut it off, innit? If you want to get rid of it, you've got to cut it from the top.
What a waste.
Yeah, I know, but he's had it ever since I've been into Five Finger Death Punch, so since a good 2009 or something.
Wow.
Yeah, been a long time.
So, tell us about your daily beard care routine. You like how, I mean, brushes, beard balms, beard oils, soaps, because like I've tried a few beard soaps, and like one of the best ones was like mint soap. But the thing I found with like the beard soaps, I wash my face in it as well, my beard and the skin on like sort of underneath, but they go quite quick and it's quite expensive for beard products.
I think that's one thing, is that beard products are quite expensive. So if you're gonna buy something, you want to buy something that's quality, which is the point of, I think, why myself and other people are out there, is that you're trying to determine whether it's good for value for money, good quality, and it's going to do the job, because you don't want to rip anyone off. You don't want to have them paying 20 quid for a lot of bottle of shampoo that might last 6 months, but it'd be like rubbish. I've found myself using a brand called Odin's Beard Care. They do a shampoo and a conditioner, I've got the Nord scent, which it just works really well. I leave it in for about 5 minutes with the shampoo, then 5 minutes with the conditioner. It doesn't seem, because the conditioner goes on, it seems to like add more oils to it again. It seems softer and nicer. But then I still, whack the oils in afterwards just to make sure that it's there now. So
I use the piss taken out of me now, but I use an Avon all-in-one conditioner and shampoo, and that is so nice for my beard. I've been like, use the Aussie stuff, the like Aussie frizz stuff, and like that's too expensive. And especially in this hot weather now, you've got to look after your beard because it dries up, shrivels up, and it starts to go like that. Avon is by far the best shampoo I've used so far. Unless any beard companies out there want to send me a shampoo and conditioner kit to like prove me otherwise. But on the other hand, it's cheap. It's something like $1.99. So where you're spending that on that works for works. You'll be spending nearly a tenner on like two products of Aussie stuff, and it doesn't really last very long.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's the same thing with the beard stuff I've got. You do use such a small amount, and it suds up really well. But I wouldn't want to use the beard stuff in my hair because it, I don't know, it just, it's different type of hair and it's...
It is, yeah.
It's based that, yeah, your shampoo for your head. I was using a Head and Shoulders 2-in-1 on my beard for a good year before I realised that was, like, killing me, so...
I mean, one of my friends recommended to me, and he's got a nice beard, he recommended baby oil.
Yeah, some people put some weird stuff in their beard. Like, what works for you, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. I was just about to say, I did try that. I couldn't get along with it, and I tried that jojoba oil. Is it jojoba oil?
Jojoba, but yeah.
Jojoba, whatever it is. I went to, I'm sure I've said that wrong. I went to Holland and Barrett.
Yeah.
To like get some, and like again, it was quite expensive, but I'm one of these ones where I can't just put a drop or two in my arm. I've got to see it at hand. I've got to see it, so it's like a little sort of swimming pool, because I don't think I'm putting enough in because I've got quite a thick beard.
Yeah.
And the thing what I found with that jojoba oil was that it made my skin itch, underneath. And I tried it again, and it made it itch. And I thought, well, I've just fucking nearly paid £20 for a bottle of this because it's dead expensive, and I've just basically wasted it. So. I haven't used that since.
That's the thing, though, with your carrier oils. Some people react differently to different ones, which is why there's so many different beard brands out there. Some of them don't use jojoba oil. Other people do. Some people just use, like, sweet almond oil, which is one that I personally try to avoid because it's quite runny. And I always feel like it leaves the greasiness on my face and it just winds me up and I end up itching. So I think that must affect me in that way. But like you said, jojoba does that to you and sweet almond does it to me. So
let's go back to your routine of beard care, because so you're in the shower, you like use your odor and stuff, you come out, do you leave it to dry naturally, do you towel dry it, or do you straight away brush it then blow dry it? Or
so I always towel dry, but I don't like scrub like I would with my head hair. I always just like sort of dab the moisture off. And then I'll give it like 10 minutes and then I'll blow dry it out with my ball bristle brush and stuff. And
so I'm like, you comb and brush it sort of the same time?
Yeah, so I have a plastic brush, which I'll get absolutely hate on for using a plastic brush in my beard, but I use
a tangle tea sometimes. So
but yeah, I comb that down when I don't use my beard straightener. I just comb that down, get the shape to it, and stick the heat on so it gets the, still straightens it and keeps the shape nice. But yeah, it gets the water off, and then I'll stick the oil in. Sometimes I give it another blow dry after I put the oil in. It depends what type of oil I'm using, because some of it's quite water based, or almost, or like really really sticks in your beard. I don't know. Others just like go straight on the skin and you're like, lovely, done.
Yeah. Do you find some oils greasier than others? Because as I said, I like reference back to Rune Silk. They've sent me some awesome stuff out, and they've sent me out they've like got a range called Elements, so it's like air, fire, wind.
Yeah.
And like as I say, the thing with them is it don't leave like a residue on them, like my hands. It's nice and dry, and then I can put the rest in my hair, or just then it's good to go. With like the others, especially with the lawyer, is it the L'Oreal stuff, which we'll come to in a minute, it's very greasy. Do you find that with a lot of beard oils, it's like grease after you finish with it?
I think it's about how much you put on your hand. Like I do probably 6 to 8 drops of like out of a pipette, which it goes in my beard, then it's not in my hands anymore. If I do, but there's some which I'll do 6 to 8. And I'll do it in my beard, and then my hands are still like covered. Like I'd say it's 75% are pretty good at not sticking in your hands, and you can rub them in your skin as well, because it's not going to do any harm on your arms or anything. I mean, it's for your skin. It's not for your actual beard. It helps your beard, but it's not actually for your beard. It's for the skin underneath, which has been deprived of the oils. I stick it on my Lee's tattoo sometimes, you know.
Yeah, I'd like probably put acid on that myself, but they put like.
I'm sure you would.
We'll get to Leeds in a bit. So do you put any balm on after your oils?
So
they brought balm in now, aren't they? And like I thought, well, do you put the balm on and then the oil? And like I had to do research, and I'm like, I thought, well, I've had a beard for all these years, I don't even know. So apparently you put the oil on to like lubricate it all, and then you put the balm on or cream on or whatever, and then it sort of sets your beard.
Yeah, it's more of a holding thing. It's got beeswax in it most of the time, which gives that natural hold. I've got some balm in now. I'm using sugar beard stuff today, so that's like I'm constantly changing what I'm wear, what I've got in my face. It just depends what mood I wake up in. You know what I mean?
So you haven't got a favourite make a beard oil or like a favourite brand?
I'm trying to get there. I'm using a lot. There's so many good ones out there, and they're all better at certain things and worse at others. So yeah, it's just you. But that's what I mean. I'm becoming like knowledgeable on it, I suppose. And then yeah, as I figure out which ones are best, I'll let you know.
Have you tried the L'Oreal stuff yet? The like L'Oreal beard care stuff.
Yeah. So the L'Oreal
quite expensive, stuff, isn't it? That
it is quite expensive. So I work at Wilkinson's or Wilco, and I was lucky enough that like it got discontinued as a Wilco product, and so I got like the shampoo, the oil, and the it's like a hair and beard styling cream. I got them all for like a quid or something each or something, which is good.
That's so crazy. Like, that expensive. Well done on that.
So I was like, right, I'll give it a go. So yeah, the shampoo, I said in my review the other day, my shampoo or the shampoo use, amazing smell. Like I whack it in and it's obviously stripping your oils, but I'd put it in, it smelled great all day and I didn't feel the need to put in an oil afterwards. And then there'd be times where I'd put the shampoo in, and then I'd put the oil in as well. And yeah, I'd just feel instantly greasy and just wound up and like get out my face.
Well, sort of that's sort of mass produced for the people who might not know a lot about beards. And like, that's not disrespectful, but if someone's just growing a beard because, oh, it's cool to grow a beard. I didn't grow mine. I just wanted a challenge. I just wanted a year challenge and I grew my beard and it went from there. For people who aren't really bothered about that, maybe that's the sort of range for like, them, but I think proper people who like really like beards and care about the beards want something a bit extra special. I'm sort of not bashing L'Oreal, but it's mass produced as where like sort of like Groom Silk and the products you use are made for maybe people who have beards, for people who have beards. So we've got beards, they make it for people who have beards. So
exactly, the price up mark isn't as much, is it? So if L'Oreal and people like Bulldog, I think they've now made a beard range as well, but they're all getting massively marked up from what they sell them to the companies for. So they're probably selling to the company for like £2 a bottle, and they're selling for £8 or £9 or £10.
Why not?
Exactly. Whereas we're like someone who's like Rune Silk or any brand I'm using, it's costing them probably £6 to £8 to make, and then they're selling it for sometimes £8 and then sometimes like £12, £15 a bottle. So it's not as high of a markup, like the percentage wise, but obviously I'd rather give my money to someone who's like local and really putting their effort into making someone's beard look good rather than a mass produced company who do everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Who don't just care because I saw you yesterday on like Instagram. Was it yesterday or like, was it the day before? And I saw that you review beard products.
Yeah.
So I thought, I'm like going to have to get him on because hands up, I'm like not the best person on beard products. I maybe should take more care of them, like my beard. But how many beard products have you tested since you've had a beard? And have you got a YouTube channel that you review them? And just tell us a bit more about your review process.
I've probably tested like 15 now, but I've not reviewed all. I've not put a review out for all of them yet. But they're there. They're in the way. They're in the sitting. You know what I mean? I probably started reviewing like not long after lockdown. I whack in a product and I try and keep the same product in for a week at least, maybe sometimes 2 weeks, depending on how good the product is. Then I'll put a review out, which is, I then feel is unbiased.
Yeah.
Because I've actually tested the product properly. I've not just put it in one day, gone, oh, that smells nice, have a review. It's like, yeah. I've put that, it in.
I mean, you can't do that. You can't do that. You've like got to give it a good few days or like at least a week sort of thing.
Exactly. But yeah, it's something I'm really new with. So there's a guy on Instagram called who goes by the name Wild Hair UK, who is Ollie, who I won a gift off of on my like original on my original Instagram. So he was doing like a giveaway. I entered the giveaway of like a load of beard products from around the world, and I won it.
And oh, excellent.
At that point, I only had like a few beard products, from different UK companies, and I was like, bloody hell, I've got loads of beard stuff now. And as my bio says, I was like, I'd suddenly bought shit tons of beard stuff, and I was like, I better do a review channel, really, because I was like, otherwise, like, this is going to go to waste, and people aren't going to know. Because, like, I've got so much stuff. Like, if I was going to use it all, it's going to last me, like, a couple of years, I'll be honest. But maybe more than that. But, I don't know. I just thought I'm going to have some fun with it while we're in lockdown, see what I can do, see if I can make some impact in the bearded community, which is such a close-knit group of people, I've noticed.
It is in the UK, which... I like, we'll touch on the American beard side in like a bit, but tell us, I mean, have you got your YouTube channel? Is it a YouTube review channel yet, or is it just mainly on Instagram?
So it is Instagram at the moment. I just made a second Instagram page, called Ginger Beast Beard Reviews, and thought, you know what, I'll give things a review. But I'm thinking about going to YouTube. If I get a certain amount of followers, you know what I mean? Like, it's going to be, if it's worth it. Because I don't know if it's worth it currently, because I won't get the views and the exposure. So,
well, the only thing to do is like, try it. Because I've just recently started to put my podcasts onto YouTube. But you will find different content on audio compared to YouTube as a sort of, like, well. But I would definitely recommend, to after this, get yourself a YouTube channel. And then you just do your reviews and then just keep plugging away at it.
Yeah, well, thanks. I mean, I'm pretty confident on the camera. I don't know if you've watched any of my actual reviews.
I have. Yeah.
But I'm just trying to be chilled out. I try to be like I am with you now. I'm just chilled. I'm just trying to be as normal as possible and give a decent review and have a bit of fun.
Do it, because you are an easier one to do, because sometimes, if, and this is no disrespect to anyone that I've had on, but if it's over camera and you haven't had a conversation, it's quite awkward if it's not face to face.
Yeah.
So I've always found that if you have a conversation on text or get to know the person or check them out, it's a lot easier instead of, I'll see you at this time here, and then it's like, boom, you're straight in on it. And even though the podcasts are good, but it's just that little bit awkward when it's not, you've got a bit of back and forth beforehand.
Yeah, well, but I think it's helpful for us both, isn't it? Like, we've both watched
Ginger
each
and
other's
got beards.
Videos, and we dropped a message at each other. We both know how we're going to talk. So it's just that you've lost the awkward bit, haven't you? I don't know.
Yeah. Going back to the American ones, when I started to grow my beard, I found a TV program called Whisker Wars, and it's about, have you ever heard of it? And it's got it's got a guy on it called Jack Passion, and at the time Jack Passion was, and also he's got a ginger beard, he was the world championship beard holder in the Mike comps, and his beard was right down here, and he's wrote a book on growing a beard, right? And it gives all the things like eat healthy, drink lots of water, exercise, because it's all good for your beard. Apparently if you exercise more, it gets your testosterone levels up, so it helps your beard grow better, because some people say, well, I can grow a beard but it's dead patchy, and you've just got to outgrow it. But the problem I had with my beard growing was I got a bit under my chin there, and that seemed to be a common problem. But going back to Jack Passion and like Whisker Wars. You can still find Whisker Wars on YouTube, and then it's different groups of like beard groups who form a team and they go in. And there's some really cool beards where they come out here and they're all done up like that, and like a beard cage with like, yeah, Jack Passion and like Whisker Wars. So I think in America it's a bit of a bigger thing than it is over in the UK, and I think the UK are just starting to grasp onto it because we still have beard comps here with like different categories. Not so much now because of this virus thing or like lockdown bullshit we've had, but yeah, I think the UK are just slowly grabbing on to the fact that it's quite popular. And there's a few beard clubs here. There's the UK beard club, isn't there? And I think that's £10, and you get a little pin, like pin badge and that.
And there's a few I found on Facebook. I can't remember the names because I wasn't in them for very long. Because I just felt like the people aren't like are a bit obnoxious and stuff who are in it.
A bit elitist, yeah, definitely. A bit clicky.
Like, my beard's the best beard. Like, how dare you have an opinion? I'm like, oh God, shut up. Like, we're just...
Yeah, just grow your beard and fucking grow up.
Exactly. That's what I said. I'm here to have a laugh. That's the point. I just want to have a bit of fun.
Yeah. Yeah. So, do you carry around a comb? What's some, like, your view on beard combs? Because, again, my beard's tight-knitted because it's a curly beard. I find it hard for a comb to go through.
I've got like a double-sided comb, so one with like a thin side and one with like more of a spread out side.
All right, that's cool.
So I use the spread out side in the mornings to get the tangle bit out.
Yeah.
Even before I've had a shower or anything, that'll just like go in just to get the like, yeah, if I've got any knots or anything in my beard, that'll get rid of them usually. And then when I come out of the shower, when I've like brushed it down, when it's dry, when my oils are in, when my balm's in, I'll start combing it with a beard comb. I should have been prepared. I should have brought one down with me. I'll show you. Unless you can wait a second, I'll grab it.
There will be a... How long will it take?
Like, a minute.
A minute?
30 seconds, I don't know.
Go and get your beard comb.
I'll do it.
Go. Brilliant stuff. While he's gone, again, just a quick reminder about the sponsors of the podcast, which is runesilk.com. and Tenga.co.uk. Tenga.uk. Tenga.uk are a sex toy company, and RoomSilk.com are a beard care company. So go to them, and on your first product, you'll get 15% off at checkout. And the code will be TINBISCUIT. Capitalised T, capitalised B. You just timed that right, because I was just doing the plug for RoomSilk and Tenga. And as soon as you like, finished, you turned up. So, wicked
amazing
timing.
Great timing. How can I do it? But yeah, I've got two combs which are like the same design. So it's got a thick one here, which I get the knots out with, you know, cheeky. And then after I put the balm in, it's got like a thin one this side, just
painful.
Just straight down. It's not painful. It's not painful at all because you get the knots out. So,
do you find that it combs better when you put oil in? Whereas you haven't put any oil in, because I would imagine once you've put oil in, it makes it a bit smoother and a bit easier for the comb to glide through.
I find combs are better once you put balm in. Oil, I think it, because oil is almost going directly on the skin. I mean, it does lubricate your hair up, so I suppose it's easier. But if I do oil, I'm straight on the brush. I'm like, here we go, brushing it.
Oh, you brought your brush as well. Okay, then. So let's go through the combs and brushes, and you give us a review and tell us about them.
I'd say the bristle brush is more for like straight after the shower. Like, I'll just stick it. So I've had a shower, I'm out, or a bath. So I'm out. I just start, you know, getting it because it soaks the water up, I think. So I just. Let it soak the water up. Lovely jubbly. And then, yeah, I'll leave it for a second. Then I'll blow dry and get the remaining water out of my beard as best I can. I didn't bring my other comb that I do the twisty turny stuff with because I'd get beaten up.
Yeah, don't get too fancy for it. you might have something like sort of Canada, one of these big like sort of fisherman trucker types, you've got a massive beard and go, what's all this bullshit about combs and beards? I just let mine grow.
Yeah, but some people can, and that's,
some people can. Yeah,
that's what it is, isn't it? It's like you probably have it. I have like my beard this side grows down and this side grows out. Like it's the way it is. So now it's a longer, it's a bit longer. I can style it, which is good. But until recently, I couldn't do that. But yeah, then once my oil's in, I start giving it a comb with the like the thick side or the spaced out side. I've got two. I thought I'd bring down two.
Are they both by the same company, or are they both different companies?
They're both by different companies. I've got one which is by Main Man London.
Ooh.
Which is just a London-based company. Had since about Christmas. It come in a gift packet. Hey,
cool beans.
But it does a good job. It does a good job. That's the bristle brush is the same company as well.
Right. Yep.
And then this comb is by a company called Manmade, who are a new 2020 company who are donating 5% of all their earnings to a charity, which is really good.
What charity do they donate it to?
It's something like Children's Hospice or something.
Oh, that's a good cause, isn't it?
It is a good cause. It's really good, yeah.
Yeah. Nighttime beard care.
Aha. Uh-huh. I knew you were going to say.
And cold water. I read somewhere that cold water is better first thing in the morning because hot water frizzes it. But if you have cold water, it makes it a bit more... drops it down a bit. Going back to nighttime beard care, do you put anything on before you go to sleep? Because I've never thought about that until Dan from Room Silk said that he does it, and I tried it, and it did start to make it softer in the, like the mornings. But I just lost it. I couldn't be bothered. I've still got my routine where I do everything and it goes in the mornings, because I find if I put it in the night and the morning, it's going to cost me a lot of money for the oils.
Yeah, no. Every single night I put butter in.
Butter.
Beard butter.
Yeah, I was going to say you don't just go down to the fridge.
Not whacking in the margarine there.
Now, it's something I've never tried, beard butter. What's the difference between? So you don't put any oil in then before you go to bed?
No.
It's beard butter. So like, what's the difference between beard butter and beard balm then? I'm guessing beard butter is a bit more solider, a bit more like a waxy type of material. Am I just wrong?
You're a bit wrong.
Okay. I thought I might be. I know
beard butter is just like, it's oil based, but with shea butter or cocoa butter in it instead. And most companies seem to whip it up, which, yeah, gives it like a nice consistency. You probably put like that, I probably put like that much on my finger.
Right.
Like, get it all down. And then once it's melted into your hands, it looks like your hands are all oily. Like, if you were to put loads of oil on your hands and did that, you would like, you'd probably have a fit because you'd be like, oh God, no, it's going to make me all greasy. But butter just sticks in your face really nice, I think. Stays in. I always put it on my arms or my tattoo.
And then do you brush it in?
I never brush it in at night. I literally just put it straight in. I just put it straight in, leave it. I don't care at night really what my beard looks like. So yeah, it just goes in. I leave it. I've got some good scents for butter, so.
How often do you brush your beard? Do you like brush it a few times a day, or is it mainly in the morning, maybe at dinner, then before you go to bed?
So I do probably once in the morning, or like before I go to work, once when I come back from work, and then if I feel like my beard needs like a wash or something, I'll comb it again. And by a wash, I don't mean like I'm sticking in shampoo. If I have a wash at the end of the day, I'm just water, just plain water, just wash out what's in there. But you don't need, if you wash your beard every day, it's going to like really affect your skin underneath.
Do you carry a comb with you and sometimes whip it out and then just start brushing it like a bus or in your car or something?
I do when I go out at night. If I go out at night or night out, I take a comb with me, but... I don't take one.
Like, do you actually stop and like get your like sort of cone out in the club or like a pub or something, just start brushing it?
if I was like, I'd have it in my pocket. So if I went to the toilet, I'd just, you know, wee, whack it in the mirror.
Like, does anyone say out to you from the see you in the toilet, like sort of having a wee and turn on and go, he's brushing his beard?
People have beard envy. People who can't grow a beard, they're like, oh, can I do it for you?
Like, what? All right, mate. So like you're in the toilet and a guy comes up and says, can I brush your beard for you?
When everyone's pissed out of their head and we're in a nightclub or something, of course, people always come up to you and go, do you want me to brush your beard? And I'm like, well, wash your hands first, mate.
That's weird. I did find when I first started growing and it like got to this length and a bit longer, a lot of girls used to come up and say, can I brush your, sorry, not brush, but can I just feel your beard? And it was like really strange. It's like, well, no, but if you really want to, it's beard. And some guys say, nice beard, mate. But do you get compliments and do you ever get girls coming up and say, can I touch your beard?
Obviously, with lockdown, I haven't done in ages. And it's annoying because since lockdown is when I've started getting a really nice smelling beard. So I'm guessing after lockdown, I'll get a lot more of the, can I smell your beard? Can I touch your beard?
Well, you could go out tomorrow and like see if that happens.
I could do.
you might get a bit of a moisturiser then.
I have had people like with my hair, because my hair's quite long. So I've had like girls just come behind me and say, oh, can I plait your hair? And I'm like, yeah, sure, whatever, do what you want. I'm sipping on a pint and they're doing my hair, lovely.
Imagine if you went up to a girl and said, can I touch your hair or sniff your hair?
Exactly.
It's a pervert. It's okay for them to do it, isn't it?
It's so backwards. I hate sexism. It annoys me so much.
it's like, all right for them to do it. And like people who come and touch your beard, you say, why have you done that? If I come and touch your hair, you'd like say, meh, 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 but you're allowed to come and touch mine. It's because I don't really care, but I just think it's wrong. But
yeah, I don't care, but it's when people care about it, but they do it themselves.
Yeah.
So it's like how that this is going to go bad, I think, downhill. How, you know, like black people get annoyed when you touch their hair, or people go, can I touch your hair? Surely that's almost similar to someone coming up to you when you've got a beard going, can I touch your beard? But it's personal preference. Some people are like, yeah, go on. And others are like, no, don't touch my hair. That's racist. It's like,
The thing is different textures, and I've got sort of that sort of tight, curly hair.
Yeah.
So it's, my hair grows curly, so I'm going to look like Bob Ross if it grows. So if you like get a hair picker and just pick your hair, and it, because like at school I got used to be get called microphone head. So I'm like, fair enough, thanks for that. And I was only at primary school and they used to pick on me and call me microphone head. I was like, thanks for that. But I mean, I don't know whether to grow it out and see what happens, because I'll probably end up like looking like Mick Hucknall. I wish I had his money. Do you think the advent of Vikings becoming more popular in popular culture, because you know you've got a lot of people like Vikings now, especially with the TV show.
Game of Thrones, isn't
and
it?
And Game of Thrones. True. I didn't even think of that. Sorry, Game of Thrones. do you think that's played a more pivotal role in people growing a beard and trying to get that Viking look?
Yeah, I hadn't really considered it till you said, but yeah, like I said, I think anything people are watching, when it's popular, people are going to do it. And so like footballers growing beards, musicians growing beards, TV shows that are like Game of Thrones, which is watched by millions, I'm assuming, like probably tens of millions. It's got to affect it. And I funnily enough, never watched Game of Thrones.
But I only watched about season 3. I've never watched the TV show Vikings.
I've watched some of Vikings as well, but they're both sort of the same thing, but in a different way. One's sort of more mythological, and the other one's more based on history.
So I'm like guessing Game of Thrones is more mythological. I don't even know why I'm saying that, because it's got dragons in it. I don't even know why I said that, because Vikings. Yeah. So do you think that's played? Because still today, beards are quite popular, and especially girls like the Viking look. Well, not all girls, I'd say some girls like the Viking look, especially with there's the beard group called, is it the Bearded Villains?
Yeah, Bearded Villains.
They're quite popular, aren't they? That's like the main beard group of like the world. I like would have thought, but say to join a group, it's quite an arse to join a group. You've got to do this, that, and like the other. Then put hashtags in your posts, put it on your bio on Instagram, all that. And it's like, no, why? It's not. It just gets me so angry. I did used to be in. Is it Bearded Bad Boys UK?
I've heard of that. There's one in the US as well, isn't there, and stuff. Yeah,
it's a massive global one, and they've got different chapters here. And they said, yeah, you can join. You've got to do is that AI, you've like got to put forward yourself, and then you've got to do so many posts, this, that, and the other. And it's like, I just want to grow. I just want to be part of the. I want to be part of a community, and you're putting all these stipulations on me. And I thought, I can't be arsed with it all, so I took it all off my bio, and I haven't been there since.
Yeah, that's my thing. Is I'm just like I said, I'm just doing it for fun, and like I've got a ambassador for a brand called Groom Dude, who are another really good company.
So you just go back to your ambassador. What does being an ambassador involve then?
It's literally me just like I've got code for them. I bought some stuff, and I'm just trying to get their. I suppose I'm trying to get their sales up. But I just enjoy their sense, and so I thought if I'm enjoying it, I know people who will surely enjoy it as well. It's not, they're probably seeing it as more of a like a make themselves bigger, but I'm seeing it as like, why don't people have a try of this? Because I think it's good. So
how many beard products have them like you actually tried then? It's like sort of so far.
If you do oils and balms separately, then I've probably tried upwards of 30, maybe 40.
You see, people will say, well, that's not a lot, but...
That's not a lot, no.
But it is a lot, considering the amount you put on your beard. Do you know what I mean? And, like, especially, you've like mentioned earlier in the podcast that you just can't gauge off of 2 to 3 days. I'd say maybe 5 to 7 days is of using the same product, the same sort of, say I've been flitting on like Rune Silk's Elements, and I've been going between three. I should really just use one for a full week, but that's just me and my skyness. So how would you review a product if like a company came to you and said, we're going to send you out some samples, we want you to review it. Would you go about reviewing the, and have you got any criteria that you would match up to review that product?
The only thing I am, like, I'm happy to have things sent to me, that because I think it's amazing that people are happy, are enjoying my reviews and want me to do one for them. I want people to be CPSR tested, because it's really important that you can't have things like hurting your skin. You want them to be tested so they don't hurt people's skins.
Yeah, you don't want to put some on that makes your hair fall out and like you get like blisters on like the back of your skin. That's not like, very important. And then like you got a checklist of like too greasy, too oily, bad smell, nice smell, makes it stiff, makes it soft. I've you got a checklist, because like if someone asked me to review a product, I'd just go on how my personal preference would be, but because it's not always personal, you should do it more objectively than subjectively, because obviously baby oil for me didn't work. So do like you find or come to a crossroads where you've got to be personal about it, but then again be objective about it?
Yeah, you have to be personal about it, because that's the point, isn't it? You're doing your personal beer review. It's not, or your beer product review. I have to be personal, but which is why I don't really like woody scents, and I don't really like a leather scent. So I wouldn't ask for any, because I know that I'm probably not going to like them, because I think it'd be too heavy and stuff. So,
what scent is like your ideal scent? Is it sort of like a fiery, musky smell, or is it a bit more fresher?
I'm more of a fresh guy. I like my fruit scents and my like random like exciting sense. Like I've got an Iron Brew one, which is what I'm wearing now. An Iron.
Whoa, wait there! You've like got an Iron Brew smelling beard set.
Oh yes.
Hey, where? Right, tell us about this Iron Brew because I didn't even know. It's like putting Lucozade on your beard. Tell us about your Iron Brew. Is it the oil Iron Brew? Does it actually smell like Iron Brew?
It honestly smells just like Iron Brew. So it's by a company called Sugar Beard. They do, beard products which are like just outrageously good. Like I can't, it's so good. But I went for Iron Brew to try, and yeah, they come with like a shower fluff. It's a package like.
All right, things. Yeah.
So it's a shower fluff, a beard balm, and a beard oil. The fluff smells spectacular. I've got a review on my Instagram if you want to watch it of me opening it because it's amazing. And the review, this is what I'm like, yeah, this is what I've got in this week, and it's going to be my review hopefully by the end of the week, is for the Iron Brew one.
I've never been a massive lover of Iron Brew. The only thing I know about Iron Brew is I know they've changed it and they've changed the recipe in like the last year or like the last 2 years.
I've heard that, but it still tastes the same to me. I don't care. I just think it's quality.
Well, that's because it's ginger. And both
exactly.
Do you like you get compliments on having a ginger beard? More so than people having a dark coloured beard?
I don't know, really. I just get compliments on the beard. Nobody's really mentioned that it's ginger. I get more mentioned that the fact that I've got blonde eyebrows is probably
I've got blonde... People say, have you got any eyebrows? And I'm like, well, yeah, it's just I tend to sort of don't want big caterpillars on my face. So I sort of shave them down a bit. And Iron Brew, I've like never thought. Do you, like, you ever have a product that smells of chocolate then? Or like stuff like that? Because I mean, I couldn't imagine being walking around town smelling like I've just got Iron Brew dropped on me.
So, yeah, I've got. There's so many like weird scents. So I've got rhubarb and custard. Custard creams, chocolate bourbon biscuit, which is the chocolatey one, and it's they all smell literally perfect. Those three are by a company called Arthur J. Hawks. Great, it's a different blend of balm. Like, I only have balms for these three, but they're just a different blend, and they've got quite a lot of oil in them as well, so it does like the double job almost. Then by the Groom Dude people, I have Battenberg cake and blueberry muffin.
Right.
And then I've got the Iron Brew one. And I can't think of any more that I've got like that sort of scent. But they're so different. And it's just, it's weird going around smelling like food.
So you say you've tried around 30 products.
Yeah, probably.
I'm going to be controversial now and ask you a question you might not be comfortable answering, but what's your favourite product? Or have you found that you like one oil from one certain company, then you like a balm from another certain company, then you like butter from another certain company, and the same with your brushes and combs?
So, that's what I'd say, definitely that. That my favourite... I've tried two butters at the moment, which is one from an American company called Voodoo's Bencraft, and that it smells amazing. It's, mm-hmm. it's mostly pear, but it's got cinnamon and like dark wood underneath it, and it's so nice to sleep with. Then I've got another butter which is by Beard and Bones UK, which is a really good company as well. I've got Invictus. I think it's called Invictus. Yes, like a cologne scent. It smells fantastic. And I'm going to get that in an oil and a balm because it's that good. But the actual butter itself, this is going to be my review tonight, so you have a little insight on it. The butter itself, it does the job, but it's just not as good as the other one that I've got. So I'm trying not to be biased, but because I've tested the other one first, I know what I'm expecting now.
Because I'm one of them purists that would stick with one company and their products, but like obviously you've found some products are better oil wise and not so good balm or butter wise. Do you ever use soaps? Have you ever tried a beard wash soap?
I haven't got any like beard bar like soaps. No, I don't know. I just feel like they're not going to be great for it because you have to have a little bit off, rub it in your hand, then rub it in your beard. I just feel like it's too complicated. I can't be bothered.
the like stuff I use was just you just do it like a bar of soap and you just wash before you put everything in. And it's I found them good. I like really liked. I'm sure it was mint that did. And you just came out the shower smelling of a polo, basically. Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of products which are out there which have yet to be tested by me. So
that's true.
I mean, I if I have a bar of soap and I test one, I will let you know because I don't know at the moment.
Do you miss wearing aftershave or do you still wear it but use it as a body spray? Because that's what I do.
It depends how strong the beard stuff is. So if I have quite a lot of scents which are like really strong and overpowering, and they're almost an aftershave by themselves, which is great.
Do you miss shaving?
Yes and no. Like I miss having like feeling the cold breeze on your face after a bit of shaving, and I miss like I get like a, I don't know why I've always had this. I get a really itchy arm, right? And so I used to itch my arm with my bristles like when it was first coming back.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can't do that anymore. Sad times. But yeah, no. Other than that, I don't care. I love having a beard. I think it's great.
It is.
It suits my look currently. So
you say about being itchy. Going back to when I first started growing a beard, the itching phase was like really bad for me. It lasted maybe three days to 7 days, the itching phase, and like it was just as like the 9 o'clock shadow was coming through, and it was really itchy, and I nearly just thought, fuck this, I'm just going to shave it all off. But I'm glad I stuck with it. Did you find that sort of transition from not having a beard to getting past that itch phase, and how did you cope with it?
So I still, when I trim under my neck, I still get itchy because I keep the shape here, so I completely shave under my neck. But yeah, that gets itchy a lot, so I don't have to miss that because I still bloody get it. But but I know
just
that.
Let it grow.
But I know that when it probably was like I had 2 week period where it was just it was growing, but was still short enough for me not to feel it. Yeah. And then I probably had like a month after that, going into the 6 weeks where I was like, oh, and like it was just annoying me. And then it got to a length where I was like, okay, I think this is all right now. And yeah, but I wasn't using any products at that time, and so I don't know if that would have helped. Probably would have done, but I hadn't found any. So
there you go. One last thing, like sort of for like we go because it's come up to an hour. Tell us about the lead stuff in like the back. You like sort of said you'd tell us about the lead scarf and the lead shirt.
Oh, so I've been a Leeds fan since birth. Can't help.
Oh, cool.
My dad burned me with Leeds because obviously we've since I remember really we've been in the Championship and League One. And so I'm hoping this season we can go up. That's I'm lucky enough to get up to games quite often, and I've been doing commentary in Fan Zone. So I'm on the Leeds United official YouTube page doing commentary with my dad, and so it's really good. And we've done one from home, which is why this is up. It's up in the corner of our house, so because that was our backdrop.
How are Leeds doing? I don't really follow football, but it's behind closed doors now, and I don't think I've ever watched a match that I can actually remember that's been behind closed doors. Maybe a European one due sort of to football violence, but how's Leeds doing? How do you think the games are differing now being behind closed doors to how they were? Because like, haven't they put fake crowds in, like cardboard cutouts, or like, was that a joke?
No, they're there. Me,
really?
I am a cardboard cutout as well.
Are you really?
Yeah, I had to be. because so you put so much money into a football club. When you go up there all the time, you're spending money on their beer, on their pies, on their pasties, whatever. And when you can't go up there, you're like, I'm not spending money on Leeds anymore. So it's like, to put some money in, I bought a cardboard cutout.
And of yourself?
Yeah, of myself.
How much did your cardboard cutout cost you?
£25.
That's not bad. Is it a full size one?
It's the top half of your body. So it's like from here, and then it just does your shoulders and your head. But
how? Did they have to take a photo of you, or did you have to send a photo of yourself in?
You just send the photo of yourself and match it up to a template that they send you, and then they whacked it in the stadium. It's amazing.
And do you get it after it's all gone and like things are back all?
That's what I've heard, is if once it's finished, we'll be able to get the cardboard cutout back, which will be quality, so that'll stick up in my room somewhere.
That's amazing, as if you've got a cat. So are you commentating tomorrow then for Leeds?
I'm not, because I'm at work.
Right.
I'm at work on Saturday.
Who's Leeds playing?
We're playing Blackburn away tomorrow, so hopefully we win, because we're top of the league at the moment. That's why I'm excited. We're 6 points clear of third. It's happening this year. After the disaster of last year when we failed in the playoffs, and I thought I did cry. No way around it. I did cry. It happened. But hopefully this year I won't have to cry. Or if I do cry, it'll be of joy. So
if Leeds go up, you'll think I'm stupid for saying this, will you be in the Premiership or will you be in the Championship?
We'll go into the Premier League, so that'll be good.
Brilliant stuff.
Be the first time I've ever witnessed Leeds in the Premier League before. I've just got a knock at the door.
Quickly, if people can find you, where am I?
On Instagram at Ginger Beast Beard Reviews is where you want to find me, or just at the Ginger Beast.
Okay. I will put all the descriptions in, and I will send you the links when it's all up and doing.
Cheers very much.
All right, cheers for that, and good luck.
See you later, mate.
See you later. Take care. Bye-bye. Bye.
Big quality.
You too. Bye. The Ginger Beast Podcast.